psychology, metaphysics.
Yes. He was telling me that he's the paper he's writing for his master's degree is comparing a German philosopher with Buddhist philosophy. Comparison between those.
Which, as far as I can gather, is the no self thing. Buddhism was denying the idea of an Atman, I think. But, could you perhaps say something about that?
He's asking about the conception of denial of the self.
Yeah, of the Atman. Yeah.
Atman.
Yeah.
The finishing of Atman.
So how can we deny Atma?
Drinking.
In Hindu philosophy, what is the nature of the Atman?
Nature of Atma is eternal. Eternity. Knowledge and blissfulness. Anandamaya Vyasa, Atma is jolly, ananda, blissful.
And I've read some Upanishads where they say that Atman is Brahma.
Why I place this flower here? Why I like this flower? What is the reason?
Because it's beautiful, perhaps.
Yes, that's what you want, enjoy. This is the nature of it. I want to enjoy. This is blissful. Then why you are trying to become a philosopher?
Well, that's for understanding.
Yeah, that's for knowledge. Why you do not like to die? Because you are eternal. That Atma's nature is eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. This is Satchit Ananda. You know Sanskrit?
No, but some words, in Sanskrit.
That is Atma's nature. Satchit Ananda. Eternal, full of knowledge and blissful.
And the question is there, for the Atman.
Just here.
Atman is attached to each person?
Just here.
He sits here for a moment.
Atma's nature. One question should be understood thoroughly. You have asked what is the nature of Atma. The Atma's nature is that he is eternal. He never dies, never takes birth. It already exists. To stay. You are a child, you are a baby. The body is no longer existing. Your childhood body is no longer existing. But you know that you are a child. You remember your childhood days. Therefore, you are different from the body. The body has passed away, but you remember that you had a body, right? That we exist. You know that you will become an old man. So this body will not exist. Another body will get old, egg bone. Therefore, evil exists, the body will change. Now try to understand this fact first of all, and if you cannot understand, ask questions.
The Atman is, there one to each person, or there is only one Atman for all people?
You are Atma, I am Atma. We are not one.
But
you are individual, I am individual. I don't agree with you, you don't agree with me. You have one.
But
how it is one?
He says that you are individual and he is individual, so how can they be one?
How can they be one, I said. Yeah, I was wondering how the Atman is associated with each individual. Is it the... It's not right to say that a person is the Atman? Or
yeah.
The person is the Atman. And to each person there is one Atman associated.
You are a person, I am a person. You are changing body, I am changing body.
And through all the changes there is the Atman that continues.
You here, first of all.
And
you are a person. I am a person. You are hearing, I am speaking. You are two persons. So why you say one?
Well, there are two bodies.
Hmm?
Two bodies.
Yes, two bodies. It's like two dress. You are differently dressed. I am differently dressed. But it does not mean that you are one. We are one as Atma. Just like you Australian, I am Indian. But as human being, we are one. But as Australian, as Indian, we are different. Therefore, we are one and different at the same time.
Is the Atman...
Atma as spirit soul, is one.
Is one.
But as individual soul, they're different.
Yeah. And the Atman is just with respect to consciousness, or can we talk about an Atman with
consciousness
flowers?
Is the symptom of Atman. Because the Atma is within your body, therefore, your consciousness is there. Now, because the Atma is within the body, if I pinch, or if you pinch my body, I feel pains and pleasure. And as soon as the Atma will not be there, if it is cut with a chopper, there is no protest. So, that Atma is present within this body, that is understood by the presence of consciousness. Just like we are in the room, but this light is the reflection of the sunshine. We understand there is sun in the sky. The light and heat we are feeling, that means the sun is in the sky. Similarly, our consciousness and knowledge, etc., are there. That means the Atma is there. The same Atma, when it will go out of this body, there will be no more consciousness, no more knowledge. no more feelings of tension, pain.
Can one say what qualities the Atman has?
That I have already explained.
Oh.
Eternity, knowledge, and blissfulness.
And but does Hindu philosophy say anything about
how... Don't take up Hindu philosophy, you talk of philosophy.
Philosophy. How the Atman came into being. How did the Atman come into being?
Atma is already, is not coming into being, it is already there. But at the present moment, it is accepting a different types of body. Just like this dress, it is available in the market, and you are also there. So you purchase the dress and put on. Similarly, the different types of bodies are already there, and you, according to your desire, accept one type of body, and you appear in that body. There are 8,400,000 different forms of body, and you have to accept one of them according to desire, according to your work. You are working, everyone is working. Now, according to the work and association, he is creating his body. Just like if you infect some type of disease, then you will have to accept the disease. So we are working in different way, we are individual. And according to that work, we are creating our next body. If you are working in a godly way, then you get your body next as God. And if you are working in a dogly way, then you get your body God. So, by nature's way, evolution, we come through 800 million of forms of life. Then nature gives us a chance to accept this human form of body. In this body, our consciousness being advanced, if we try, we can understand what is the problem of life, why we have accepted birth, death, old age and disease, how to get out of it, how to revive our original nature of body, and again become eternal, full of knowledge and wisdom. This is the chance of the human body. Therefore, you are a philosopher because you are in the human body. But a dog cannot be present. He may be a very big dog, can bark very loudly, he has got very good strength, can create good disturbance, but he cannot understand philosophy. That is not. But a human being can understand. Therefore, he should be given chance to understand the philosophy of life. And that is Vedas.
Vedas. Oh, Vedas, yeah.
The Vedas are there for understanding by the human society. And if he lives like a cat and dog, then he's spoiling his life. We should take advantage of the Vedic knowledge and make our life successful. This is real fear.
I'm not very familiar with the Hindu scriptures, but I have read some Upanishads, and there's the idea that somehow Atman is Brahman, but I don't understand this at all, so perhaps you could say something
which
about
that. Which Upanishad you are reading?
I've read the Chandogya.
There are 108 Upanishads.
Yeah, I don't know the pronunciation, so that's perhaps...
You have read Isho Upanishad?
I'm familiar with the name, but that's about all.
Give him Isho Upanishad. Read from the beginning.
Mantra.
Yes.
Invocation.
Yes. You have read this book?
No.
This is the first Upanishad, there is eight. You can read Sanskrit?
No, I'm afraid not.
Transliteration?
If you just read the sound just like it would be in English.
Purnam Ada Purnam Idam. Purnam. Purnam
Udachate
Purnasya Purnam Adaya Purnam Ivavasishyate.
Read the transcription.
Personality of Godhead is perfect and complete, and because He is completely perfect, all emanations from Him, such as this phenomenal world, are perfectly equipped as complete wholes. Whatever is produced of the complete whole is also complete in that self. Because He is the complete whole, even though so many complete units emanate from Him, He remains the complete balance.
Now read the purport.
The complete...
Now after reading the translation, do you understand everything?
No. The complete whole or the supreme absolute truth is the complete personality of Godhead. Realization of impersonal Brahman or of Paramatma, the Supersoul, is incomplete realization of the absolute complete. The supreme personality of Godhead is Sat Chitananda Vigraha, and impersonal Brahman realization is the realization of His Sat feature, or His aspect of eternity. And Paramatma, or Supersoul realization, is the realization of His Sat and Chit features. No, I don't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand that. I read the words, but...
We did well. Elucidation. When complete whole means, just like their body is complete whole, and there are so many other things, there are so many holes in the body, there are so many hairs in the body, there are so many hairs on the head, so many fingers, so eyes, ears, and go, and so many things. But the body is a complete unit, working as a complete machine, and so many things. Similarly, the whole cosmos is complete, exactly like this body is a machine. Similarly, the whole cosmos is a big machine. It is complete. One sun is there, and keeping everything complete. The day and night, the seasonal changes, the equator, the temperature, then the moonlight, the other planets, we living being, the vegetables, everything. It is complete by them. And because the sun is there. Similarly, this body machine is complete and the soul is there, it is working nicely. So this, the body is also creation and the universe is also creation. And the brain which has created these things is complete. Therefore, he has created these complete units. That is it. Purnamidam. Purna means complete. And because he is complete, the creator, he has no defect. Therefore, he can create everything complete. Purnamidam, Purnamidam, Purnat, Purnam Udachyate. And he is so complete that Purnasya Purnavana. From the complete, if you take the whole complete, still he is complete. Here is a glass of water, I am drinking, part by part. And when it is finished, the water is finished, no more complete. But he is so complete that just like sun, the temperature is being distributed for millions and millions of years. Still it is full of temperature. Here, unless the electric power is there, it is not complete. But there is power in the sunshine. There is a reservoir of so much temperature and light that in the history, millions and millions of years, it is distributing, the seasonal changes are going on, the green foliage are coming, again the snow or rain is coming, so many things are going on account of temperature. Every machine is rolling. As soon as there is power, the machine is rolling. In all machines, your bodily machine, my bodily machine, and electricity, from electricity, other power machine, everything is going on. Punna punna mudachyate. And in spite of taking so much energy from the sun, it is still full of light. This is one of the creation of the Supreme. How much perfect is the Supreme? You can imagine? It's one of the creation, sun, is maintaining the whole universe. And there are many millions of universes. And each of them has got a sun conduct the business. And all these suns are created by somebody. How much complete he is. You can just see me. That is God. God is not so cheap thing. People become God, have God. You are nonsense, that's what you can do. These are bluffing. They do not know what is God. Here is God, complete. Purnamidam, Purnamidam. whole creation is complete, it still is come. The energy is coming from here, it still is come. The same is come. A glass of water, I throw the glass, the water, again it is come. Again I throw, again it is come. Incessantly coming, all the energies, that is God. This is the idea of God. Purnamidam, 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 Purna, Purnamidachya, Purnasya, Purnamadhyay, Purnamiva, Abhishishya. 1 minus 1 equals 1, not 0. 1 plus 1 equals 1. Not 2. This is God. This is the idea of God. like the ocean. You take many thousands buckets of water, it is coming. And again, you put many buckets, thousands, millions buckets of water, it is the same day. This is another example of materialism. This is complete. You take millions of buckets of water from the ocean, you'll find not a drop is lost. And you put millions of buckets of water again, not a drop is increased. Purnasya purnamadaya purnameva avasisthate. If you try to take out the whole ocean, still it will remain the ocean. This is the idea of complete.
One more question on this. What do you think of drugs as perhaps an aid?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of the use of drugs,
Drugs?
As an aid to
that is another side of madness. Anyone, just like human being, after revolution, 8 million pounds of body, he comes to human body to understand philosophy, these Vedas. So, instead of utilizing life for that purpose, he wants to become again like the cats and dogs, and therefore he takes drugs. He's already cat and dog, he's no better than cats and dogs, because he has no interest in this knowledge. And there he was meant for this knowledge, but he remains like cats and dogs, therefore he is not satisfied. Therefore he takes drug to forget himself. This is the problem of drug. He was meant for becoming satisfied by taking this knowledge. He does not get the chance. Nobody leads him to this knowledge. He remains like cats and dogs, but as a human being, if he lives like cats and dogs, he will never be happy, because there is no happiness, therefore he takes it to forget. This is the drug philosophy. Drug philosophy means to forget one's present suffering. And he must suffer. Because his consciousness is developed, he must take this basic knowledge, but he does not take, therefore dissatisfied. And to counteract this dissatisfaction, he takes drug. This is drug.
Perhaps often it is that, but...
Not perhaps, there is no question of perhaps. We want to speak factually.
But Patanjali says that perhaps cities' powers can be produced by drugs, so perhaps...
Drug is meant for medicinal purpose, not for drinking or taking regularly. Every herb, every vegetable is a herb, is a drug meant for curing particular disease. This is nature's gift. Just like if you cut your finger, you take little grass and take little juice and apply it, it will act as tincturizing immediately. So they are meant for this purpose. These vegetable drugs are meant when you are sick or disturbed, it can influence. Not for intoxication. This is like opium. If you have severe type of dysentery, diarrhea, a little opium will immediately cure. But opium is not meant for using as intoxication. There is a use of opium. Morphia, opium, they have got use at a certain time, not for using it, but intoxication. That is foolishness.
Srila Prabhupada, can drugs sometimes be used to help us for spiritual realization? Or?
No. That is nonsense. Spiritual realization means knowledge, not to become intoxicated. Spiritual, just like this is spiritual knowledge. So what the intoxicated person will understand? Even a sane man cannot understand. And how you'll understand? In the intoxication. That is foolishness. We are suffering material pangs. By taking drugs, the suffering is forgotten and he is thinking that it is good. Spiritual means negation of material distress. So he is always suffering from material distress. By taking drug, temporarily he forgets it. Therefore he misunderstands this is spiritual. That's not spiritual. Then committing suicide is also spiritual. One man is suffering and he commits, so suffering is so big, great, he cannot tolerate, therefore he sometimes commits suicide. Is that committing suicide is spiritual? Spiritual means negation of material distress, that's a plan. But that is a different thing. When you come to the spiritual platform, not by artificially forgetting your material sufferings, that is not spiritual.
Replied. Yeah, I know. But now the nature of Brahma,
Brahma means the greatest. So, as the sky, to our experience, the sky is the greatest. But what is the sky? The sky is a combination of small atoms. Do you know that? So, if the sky is Brahma, then it is combination of small atoms. There is small atom is also Brahma. Just like a huge stack of rice, they are called rice, and a small grain of rice, that is also rice. So therefore, there are two kinds of Brahma. the component parts of the Brahma, they are also Brahma, and the whole Brahma is also Brahma. Do you follow?
I hear the words.
He says, I hear you, but he's not sure if he understands.
Why don't you understand?
I follow the analogy, the rice analogy that makes sense.
The sky, the Brahma. But what is the sky? A combination of atoms. So, the component parts there are also Brahma. Otherwise, hey, it is Brahma. Unless the component parts are Brahma, then how it is Brahma? It is a combination of many component parts, a small Brahma. Parabrahma. Parabrahma means the Supreme, the sea water, ocean water. The ocean water is very big. That is Brahma. Big means Brahma. But what is this ocean water? A small molecule of water. Sometimes we see the sea waves, we feel the small molecules cool. So it is combination of a small Brahma. So sarvam khaluidam Brahma. Everything is Brahma. And we are a small, very small fragmental portion of Brahma. How small we are? 1/10,000 part of the tip of the ear. We cannot see in the tip of the ear. Very small spot. And you have to divide it into 10,000 parts. And that one part, you, I, so small. So, this is, everything is Brahma. It is said, sarvam khaluidam Brahma. Everything is Brahma. Why? Because the Brahma is very big. But what is this big? The big is combination of small molecules at home. What is your idea of Brahma?
From my own understanding, I took it to be just the world, everything that is, but that's... I don't know.
Not clear idea.
I had an experience in New Zealand.
So therefore you have to experience Brahma authority. What is Brahma? This is the explanation of Brahma. So this Brahma realization is first, then Paramatma realization, then God realization. Just like you realize the sunshine, very big, all around the universe. But you have to see where from the sunshine is coming. The sun glow, it is localized. You are seeing just like a small ball. But actually this big thing, sunshine, is coming from here. Is it not? So which is important? The sunshine or the globe? Which is important?
Well, they're both important, but the sun is what produces the,
yeah,
the shine.
Similarly, God, the person, is important. And by his bodily rays, the whole thing is coming. Jasaprabha Prabhupato Brahmanahi, find out this word. Brahmanahi Pratishtaham.
Shall I read? Brahmano hi pratistaham amritasya vyayasya cha sarasvatasya cha dharmasya sukhasya ikandikasya cha. Translation. And I am the basis of the impersonal Brahman, which is the constitutional position of ultimate happiness, and which is immortal, imperishable, and eternal. Purport. The constitution of Brahman is immortality, imperishability, eternity, and happiness. Brahman is the beginning of transcendental realization. Paramatma, the Supersoul, is the middle, the second stage in transcendental realization. And the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the ultimate realization of the Absolute Truth. Therefore, both Paramatma and the impersonal Brahman are within the Supreme Person. It is explained in the seventh chapter that material nature is a manifestation of the inferior energy of the Supreme Lord. The Lord impregnates the inferior material nature with the fragments of the superior nature, and that is the spiritual touch in the material nature. When a living entity, conditioned by this material nature, begins the cultivation of spiritual knowledge, he elevates himself from the position of material existence and gradually rises up to the Brahman conception of the Supreme. This attainment of the Brahman conception of life is the first stage in self-realization. At this stage, the Brahman-realized person is transcendental to the material position, but he is not actually perfect in Brahman-realization. If he wants, he can continue to stay in the Brahman position and then gradually rise up to the Paramatma realization and then to the realization of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There are many examples of this in Vedic literature. The four Kumaras were situated first in the impersonal Brahman conception of truth, but then they gradually rose to the platform of devotional service. One who cannot elevate himself beyond the impersonal conception of Brahman runs the risk of falling down. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated that although a person may rise to the stage of the impersonal Brahman without going farther, with no information of the Supreme Person, his intelligence is not perfectly clear. Therefore, in spite of being raised to the Brahman platform, there is the chance of falling down if one is not engaged in the devotional service of the Lord. In the Vedic language, it is also said, Rasavaisaha pasamhi vayam labdvanandi bhavati. When one understands the personality of God, the reservoir of pleasure, Krishna, he actually becomes transcendentally blissful.
That is required. Because our nature is blissfulness. Unless we reach Krishna, talk with him, dance with him, eat with him, enjoy life, our perfection is imperfect, not complete. Simply Brahma realization. It's like simply to see, a child can see also the sunshine. But that does not mean he knows what is the sun. Although the sunshine is coming from the sun. So unless we understand what is the actual sun, or what is the person within the sun glow, our knowledge is imperfect. Simply realization of the big volume of sunshine is not perfect. This is also light. And the sun glow is also light, heat. But this heat and light is not sufficient knowledge of the complete heat and light there. That is the difference between Brahma realization and God realization.
What can be said about God realization?
I'm giving the example, just like this sun sign is coming from the sun glow, and within the sun glow there is the president of the planet. Just like here in this planet you have got some president. Here there are many presidents because it is hot pot, chaotic. But there, everything is systematic. There is one person, his name is Vibhushan. He is predominating deity. Krishna went to see him and talked with him about Bhagavad Gita. He is a person. And they are the people. They are also person, just like in this planet. But here the body is made predominantly of earth. And there the body is predominantly of fire. Therefore it is so glowing. The glowing temperature, heat and light is coming from the person. The body is made of glowing heat